changes and heritage buffs.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is Problems Awaiting Action, which is also the title of an article by Benjamin Krem's master, which was published in 2014. I'll read it out now. It can be said without fear of contradiction that not all is right with the world. For example, the gap between the very rich and the hopelessly poor grows ever wider. This extreme imbalance is not healthy for any society. To be sure, a few members of the rich community do indeed share their wealth with the poor. But in general, the very rich aim rather at becoming mega-rich to the detriment of all. The ever-increasing commercialization of every aspect of life today is, in itself, a time bomb, whose rupture will bring the present economic structure to its knees. This time is not far off. So great are the tensions caused by this deep materialism that equilibrium is strained to breaking point. Most people are unaware of these forces, so deeply involved are they in the building of the tension. Thus will be presented to men their only natural course, the adoption of the principle of sharing. More and more, humanity is being edged towards this realization, however distant as yet are they from its actual manifestation. At the same time, the ecological problems facing the world continue to a climax. Most countries today recognize that global warming is the enemy of all. The question which divides the nations is whether and to what extent man is responsible. The wisest course that men can follow is to assume that they are responsible for most of the pressures on the climate and to take all practical measures to rectify the problems. Some nations assuredly are doing so, but not all. Our advice is that the actions and non-actions of humanity are responsible for 80% of the problem, and that men must, for their own and their children's sake, spare nothing in its alleviation. Be assured that we will help them, but they must play their part. With the collapse of the world economy, men will come to realize their oneness. This realization will have a profound effect on their attitude to war. They will see that they are bound together in a struggle for survival, and the words of Maitreya will resound more loudly in their minds. Sharing, justice, and freedom will grow in men's minds as powerful symbols of the future, as inherent rights of all, the way to correct relationship. So that was the article from Mr. Krem's master. And now for a quote from Benjamin Krem. This is from a book by him titled The World Teacher for All Humanity. We, the developed world, that is one-third of the world's population, misuse and denude the planet of resources and are making the world untenable. The world cannot sustain much longer the methods of husbandry of the Western nations today, with the most terrible result, the pollution which covers the world, the air, the land, the rivers, even the oceans. We destroy huge areas of what were once forests which supply or did supply the oxygen we need to live. We are making this planet uninhabitable. Even if sharing the world's resources was not a problem, it would inevitably be impossible for the world to carry on much longer with the present misuse of resources. We have to share in order that all can live. But we have to learn to live more simply so that we can all live. We have to simplify our lifestyles and make fewer and more intelligent demands on the planet. The ecological balance of the world will be one of Maitreya's main concerns, and he will, from the highest level, show the misuse of planet Earth and the inevitable results of continuing as we are. The need for action in that regard will become obvious to scientists and, through them, the governments of the world. So now moving on to some more quotes from Benjamin Creme. And firstly, excerpts from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. The number one priority immediately following the appearance and acceptance by humanity of Maitreya will be the saving of the starving millions of the world. Maitreya will advocate a crash program of aid. After that, the number one priority will be the saving of the planet, the changing of our political and economic structures, which will enable a sustainable economy to be created. For example, the world's primeval forests, on which we depend for our very oxygen, let alone the medicinal plants which are stolen by the pharmaceutical industries today, will be maintained. Every man, woman, and child on the planet, I would say above 4 years of age, has to be engaged in this. Maitreya will recommend, and there are groups now all over the world responding to this idea, a sustainable economy. We will have to live more simply so that all of us can live, and so that our children's children on into the future can live on planet Earth. This is written in 1994. He says, at the moment we have 5.5 billion. I think it's over 8 billion now, isn't it? And we'll have an estimated 10 billion in some years' time. With the transformation of the economic structure, when people will have the ability to live decent, civilized, dignified lives, the kind of life we take for granted, we will find that the incidence of large families will diminish, even in the developing world, where it is mainly an insurance for old age. So this is a question and answer. The question is, what changes will the Earth itself as an organism go through? If you read many of the books which are in the New Age bookshops, if you believe in the messages which are channeled in all countries, you would believe that this world is going to be more or less destroyed, that tremendous catastrophic world changes will take place. This is a fantasy put into the astral or emotional planes by what we call the forces of evil. It is meant to frighten humanity, and that is what it does to large numbers of people. There is no truth in these predictions, and people should refrain from giving them energy by repeating them. The world is now suffering profoundly from the misuse of resources. We have polluted our planet so much that there is no person in the world today, probably, except a master, who is free from the pollution created by ourselves. The air, the earth, the oceans of the world are polluted to an extent that we are really endangering our own species and the subhuman kingdoms. This is the way that the earth is really suffering. These are the changes which have to be righted, the changes which are taking place in our immune system as a result of these polluting agencies. The husbandry of the world needs complete transformation. That is the change which will take place. Today's weather patterns, or changes I should say, which are real and dramatic, are to do with the destructive thought forms of humanity itself. We affect the very weather. The political, economic and social imbalances in the world create imbalances in the devic elemental forces whose work it is to control the weather. When we go out of equilibrium, they go out of equilibrium. When, by right relationships, we bring about the end of war and the sharing of the world's resources, we will create justice in the world. When we create justice, we will create peace. And when we create peace, we will create harmony, equilibrium. And before I read some more excerpts from Benjamin Cram's books, I just want to read out an excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. This is number 94. Many there are whom I call. Many there are who wait and listen. Few there are indeed who seize the time and act. These few are my people. May you become one of them. Let me say this, my friends. Without your willing help, naught may be done. I come to lead and teach, not to enforce. Take then to your hearts this, my appeal, and work with me, for your brothers, and so save the world. So now going back to Mr. Krim's writings, this next excerpt is from his book Maitreya's Mission Volume 2. And it starts with another brief quote from Maitreya. Maitreya has said, "How can I stand aside and watch the slaughter, watch my little ones die? No, my friends, this cannot be. Therefore, I am come quickly among you once more to show you the way, to point the path." He has come to teach humanity the need for sharing. Sharing, Maitreya says, is divine. When you share, you recognize God in your brother. If we accept the principle of sharing, accept that we are one, redistribute the world's resources, and so create justice in the world, we will have peace. It is the only way in which we will have secure and lasting peace. If we do not, and continue in our greedy, selfish, and competitive ways, we will find that the tensions inherent in the divisions between the living standards of the developed and developing worlds are so great that they will erupt in a third world war which will destroy all life. That is the choice before humanity today. Maitreya says, "My heart tells me your answer, your choice, and is glad." And keeping in mind, this was written, I think, about 20 or so years ago. And at the time, Maitreya foretold an economic crash, which he said would begin in Japan. That I think the forecast was made in the 1980s. So this book would have been written, I think, sometime in the 90s. We think of Japan as the richest and most financially successful nation in the world, but its stock market is about to collapse. Maitreya says, "This bubble must burst. It is a sore which must erupt and let out all the inequality and degradation which comes," he says, "from commercialization, the expression of market forces." Maitreya calls market forces the forces of evil, because they have divisions and separations inbuilt in them. Market forces, as a theory, rests on the idea that we all start at the same point. But there is no country in the developed or developing world where that situation exists. Every nation has rich and poor. Market forces are based on human greed. Their expression is commercialization, which he says is an evil gripping the whole of humanity. Maitreya says any government that blindly follows market forces is leading its nation to destruction. This is occurring in almost every country today and will bring this civilization to the verge of destruction. When the stock exchanges beginning in Japan collapsed, as they now are beginning to do, as I say, this was written some time ago, but I suppose it's still on the cards that the stock exchanges will collapse. We'll see. Anyway, Mr. Krem says the priorities of all governments will change. The number one priority will be the provision of adequate food for all the people. Secondly, the provision of adequate housing for all the people. Thirdly, the provision of adequate healthcare and education for all people. These are the basic human rights needed everywhere. But there is no country in the world in which all of these pertain as a universal right. When the economic collapse occurs, humanity will begin to recognize its oneness and the need to cooperate and share the world's resources. In addition to political and economic totalitarianism, there is a third, religious totalitarianism, which is now reaching an acme of its power. It is present in the West in the so-called fundamentalist Christian groups and in the power of the Vatican, and in the Middle East and elsewhere in the fundamentalist Islamic groupings. It is even beginning in those once tolerant religions, Hinduism and Buddhism. Fundamentalism is the result of the dogmatic assertion of one's own ideals at the expense of every other ideal. It is a response to the energy of Pisces, which is of the past. The time is fast approaching when political, economic and religious totalitarianism, denying people human freedom, well-being, liberty and the human right to believe what one desires, will be over. A new freedom is awaiting humanity just around the corner. But that new freedom has, above all, the necessity of responsibility. We have to take upon ourselves the responsibility for each other. Maitreya puts it very simply. Take your brother's need as the measure for your actions and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Maitreya has said, I have not come to found a new religion. Those who await him as a religious teacher will likely be disappointed. He has not come to confirm the beliefs of Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, or those of other religions. He says that people should continue to evolve within the framework of their own traditions, whatever they happen to be. And he says, I have not come to create followers. And he also says, if you follow me, run after me, try to put me in your pocket, claim me, then you will lose me. And I do not want you to believe in me, or not to believe in me. I want you to experience me. There is only one way you can experience him, and that is in your heart. And Maitreya, in his teaching on the nature of humanity, says, the self alone matters. He equates the self with God, the Lord, the Absolute. You are that self, an immortal being. He says our pain and suffering are due to the fact that we identify with the vehicles of the self, the physical body, emotional feelings, and the creations of our mind. Ask yourself, who am I? You will find that you identify either with the physical body as the self, or with the emotions or energy structure, or with the creations of your mind, your beliefs and thoughts. Maitreya emphasizes the importance of self-respect, awareness and detachment, and he says self-respect is the seed of awareness. Without detachment, there is no salvation. And I'll leave it on that note. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. You can also email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Wishing you all a lovely week.
Kia ora, my friend.